Just a word, main thing on this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There is something that takes place here in Paul and Barnabas' life known as ordination. And it's sort of a misunderstanding of St. Paul, I think, that some people have, is that he was on the road to Damascus and he got thrown down and, you know, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul gets up, is baptized, and great goes right to work. There seems to be very little gap in people's mind between that event and him going around preaching the gospel, when in fact there's probably about 15 to 20 years involved between that event and what we read today. There's not an exact timeline in the Acts of the Apostles, but you know, if you start to add up some of the years and some of the things that Paul also says in Galatians and so on, it's pretty evident that we're dealing with you know, at least a decade. And, for example, we know that Paul went, after his baptism, out into the desert for approximately 3 years of study, prayer, where the Christian way was either taught to him and he learned of it more thoroughly after his baptism. And then he returns to Damascus and then to Antioch and so on, where he's befriended by a man named Barnabas. And they begin at work as catechists, it would seem, in the church. Or they just begin, you know, taking up leadership roles, but not as ordained bishops yet, but basically in catechetical roles, and they were, quote, encouraging the brethren, and so on. We find him here that he had, they were engaged in a relief mission. They were bringing together a collection of relief. Brought it down to Jerusalem. The Christians in Jerusalem suffered mightily because, again, this was a hotbed of opposition to the Christian faith. So there's this. It's in this event that we see that Paul and Barnabas are then brought back up to Antioch. And the church there hears this word from the Lord, set apart Barnabas and Saul, and it says they laid hands on them. Now that's ordination. That's what we mean by, you know, the outward sign in ordination is the laying on of hands by the bishop, you know, on the head of the priest. This is the essential rite of ordination. And then they're sent forth. All right. So this is some background. Now, also in all of this time, it would seem that Paul had gone down to Jerusalem to meet with Peter and also James, and he laid their his teaching, what he was teaching there in Antioch and other places up north before them, just to make sure that it was orthodox teaching. It is said that both Peter and James gave him the hand clasp of friendship and simply exhorted him to care for the poor and send him on his way. And then, as I say, he was eventually ordained up in Antioch by the church up there and sent out on mission. So he and Barnabas, from this point forward, are ordained bishops, all right? And that's where we see. Now, all that in mind, I want you just to see that for Paul and for all of us, faith is not just some, you know, momentary thing where we rise immediately to leadership. There's a long period of praying, of growing in our faith and so on, that's necessary for us in our life as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ. It's not just these, you know, kind of quick staccato events that happen. So just to take a moment and just reflect just for a moment as we did this morning on this groundwork that was necessary for Paul. An extremely bright and intelligent man from the beginning who knew Scripture, who had studied at the feet of Gamaliel, the great rabbi of the day as a Jew, and so on. And yet it took him all those years to really get ready, you know, for the kind of missionary work that he did and to really be a leader in the church. And that's an important and essential reminder, you know, for all of us, that faith isn't just something that just instantly happens for most of us. It takes time. It takes a lifetime for us to really grow and mature. And I suppose you would have things to say. I certainly know in my own life, you know, great moments in my life and my faith journey and so on. But generally the faith came from just slow, steady growth, day in, day out, praying, studying the scriptures, working, teaching. I don't know what the Lord's preparing me for. I think I'm already doing what he's prepared me for, to be a parish priest. But whatever the future will hold, all I know is that every day I'm growing in the faith, and I hope the same is true for you, especially you who come to daily Mass like you do, that it's just that long, slow, steady growth. It seems to take a long time, but in the end, 80 years isn't that long, is it? And I see a couple over there who've made it well past 80. But our years are 70, the Bible says, are 80 for those who are strong. And so we got some strong women over there. But in the end, we do have this assignment, if you will, from the Lord to continue to grow in our faith. And ultimately what he's getting ready for is for us to see him one day face to face. Amen.